Now, Representative, the bill you filed Wednesday would allow the public to recall a state official by petition. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
This is an idea that wasn't hatched overnight. It wasn't in response to any actions taken by a particular governor who sits in the governor's mansion in Tallahassee. This idea was something really it started looking into as we began seeing some ethical issues arising in Tallahassee in the last couple of years. There seemed to be an increase in issues involving elected officials, certainly in the legislature. And looking at the law, what I discovered was that the only way to remove an elected official, at least in the House or the Senate, was by an action of the House or Senate or the governor, and that the citizens didn't have that right. It also was apparent from looking at the law that citizens didn't have the right to remove a governor or a member of the governor's cabinet. So that's really what kind of spurred my wanting to file a bill that would give the citizens that right and that power.
Now, it wouldn't be easy. I read either it's going to take 15% or 20% of the total votes cast in the last election to get either a cabinet officer or a governor recalled. Is that correct?
Yes, for the governor or a cabinet member, it was 15% of the votes cast in the last election, including a vote from at least one signed petition from every county in the state. And then for the House and the Senate, it was 20% of that particular senator or representative's district.
And do you have any idea how long you would have to collect those signatures before the 2012 election?
Honestly, I don't have that figure in front of me right now. It isn't, and purposely so, it isn't an easy process, but it's not an impossible process. I tried to create legislation that tracked what was happening in the other states, and there are 18 around the country that have a recall process in place. And certainly it's not something that happens a lot, but as California demonstrated not too long ago, it is possible to do it.
Okay, if I could, I'd just like to get your thoughts about Governor Scott's decision to snub almost $2.5 billion in rail funding. Some are suggesting it had more to do with his posturing for a possible future run for the presidency than it did with concern for Florida. What do you think about that?
Well, certainly you have to question the actions because, the money. By not taking the money, you can't argue that it's going to help us with the deficit because it's not. It's going to go to one of the other states that is moving forward with rail. Additionally, the timing of it I found was interesting, too, because from what I understand, there were people in the industry, there were businesses in the industry who were willing, if given the chance to submit a bid, to not only be on the hook for any overruns and the construction costs, but also for the operational expenses, which would have left Florida with no vulnerability whatsoever regarding this. And the governor never even gave that a chance. It certainly appears that anything that has to do with President Obama is something that Governor Scott is going to be against.